Good morning.
Good morning.
I was blessed. I'm alive. And I'm certain of the Lord's leading today. And so I hope you are the same. Would you please bow your heads with me in prayer? Father, as we open your word, we trust your spirit is here with us to bless, to inspire, and to guide. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Yesterday afternoon, Elder Cooper took us on a beautiful journey with the last verse of Psalm 121. And as he was speaking, I said, you know what? I'm going to change my sermon. I was preparing another. I had another sermon prepared for today, but I said, Neil, I will go to Psalm 121 because it is so fitting in this environment. But I will not deal with verse 8. It was so nicely dealt with yesterday. I will deal with verses 1, 2, and 5 of Psalm 121. And the issue is that at times you have heard the saying, success breeds success. But there is a great danger in being successful. And the danger is that you become so reliant on, I know it all. I know how to do it. I can make it happen. Nothing can go wrong. And that's the biggest danger for us as leaders. When we forget that this is all God's work. And we have to rely constantly on Him. Psalms 121 brings in corrective measures on this line of thinking and attitude in human beings. When your world is falling apart, when you don't know where to turn, when everything you trusted, all of a sudden you realize it is not what you thought it were. So, even though scholars do not agree on the place, authorship, reason for this psalm, I have evidence from the spirit of prophecy that leads me firmly to believe it was written by David. And even the place where David wrote this psalm, the circumstances that he wrote this psalm. And so for us to be aware of this can help us because we are not too far from it all. But the issue remains, don't trust yourself or your own doing. Trust the Lord. And I'm reading from the Spirit of Prophecy, Patriarchs and Prophets, page 664. David could not be present at the burial of Samuel, but he mourned for him as deeply and tenderly as a faithful son could mourn for a devoted father. He knew that Samuel's death had broken another bond of restraint from the actions of Saul, and he felt less secure than when the prophet lived. While the attention of Saul was engaged in mourning for the death of Samuel, David took the opportunity to seek a place of greater security. So he fled to the wilderness of Paran. It was here that he composed the 120th and 21st Psalms, in these desolated wilds, realizing that the prophet was dead and the king was his enemy. And then he sang, "My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forward and evermore." Understanding this beautiful psalm in this context, David had lost his mentor. He had lost his protector. He knew now that after the burial of Samuel, Saul would come after him with everything he got. And he turned to those things that he knew best as a military person, to flee to the mountains, to be there, because there he was assured. You see, fighting in the mountains was a strategy that the Hebrew people used very successfully. So much so that even their own enemies thought that the gods of the Hebrews were the gods of the mountains. And that therefore, whenever they fight in the mountains, they cannot be beaten. And I read in 1 Kings chapter 20, verses 23 to 25, after a major defeat from one of the enemies, that the king of Aram brought his advisors together and asked them, "Why have we lost? We were better than they. We were better prepared. We had a better army. Why have we lost?" And listen to what the enemies of the Hebrew people said. 1 Kings 20, 23 and 25. "Meanwhile, the officials of the king of Aram advised him, 'Their gods are gods of the hills. That is why they were too strong for us. But if we fight them on the plains, surely we will be stronger than they. Do this: remove all the kings from their commands and replace them with other officers. You must also raise an army like the one you lost, horse for horse, chariot for chariot, so we can fight Israel on the plains. Then surely, we will be stronger than they.'" You see, the Hebrew people thought, "We have the perfect strategy. We are unbeatable in the mountains." Their enemies thought the same thing. "Don't go up against them in the mountains. They will beat you because their gods are the gods of the mountains." Now David was in his distress. He lost his human protection. And then he says, "I'm alone. What shall I do?" And the Lord inspired him. And I can imagine David taking his lyre, moving away from his soldiers, and stringing that lyre and starting to sing, "In this moment of distress, shall I look at the mountains? Oh no, my help cometh from He that made the mountains. My help cometh from the Lord. It is not the mountains that make me strong. It is not the mountains that give me success. It is the Lord that gives me success." And brethren, this is the issue. When we are successful, we tend to trust ourselves, trust our success, trust our strategy, trust our wisdom, and we forget the God who gave us all those. Amen. Trust in the Lord and trust on Him always. Do not rely on your own strength. Never forget you are totally dependent upon the Lord. Psalm 20 verse 7 helps us to understand this again when the psalmist say, "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God." It is not the strategy. It is the Lord that leads. It is the Lord that gives us wisdom. And then in Psalm 121 verse 5, David presents another reason why this strategy, this tragedy that he was going through of losing his mentor, why it opened his eyes to discover or rediscover what he knew already. It is only God, that's the one that's leading. Because verse 5 puts it again in military terms and he says, "The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand." You see, it was so important to face your enemy coming from his right and your left, because your left was protected. It's where you held your shield. That was your own device for protecting your life. You see, when you go to war, you must go to war with this saying, as they say in modern warfare. You are not called to die for your country. You're called to make the other fool die for his country. So you must look for his vulnerable side. And in those days, the left side was the protected side. It was the side of the shield. It was the side of trust. It was the side that, "Let the arrows come, let the stones come, I'm protected." And then David said, "It's not your shield. The Lord was your shade at your right hand." Your vulnerable side, the side where you didn't make provision for yourself, the Lord is there standing by you. Don't trust in what you do. Don't trust in what you know. Don't trust in your own device. Continue trusting in the Lord. Psalm 21, 25, verses 1 to 3, the Lord says, "To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I trust, my God. No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame, but they will be put to shame who are treacherous without cause." My brothers and my sisters, it is so easy to forget who we are, why we are here, and where we are going. And on top of it all, who called us, who is leading us, and who will guide us to Canaan. It is very easy to forget it all. And especially if you are successful. Especially in human terms, if you look around you and you see, this is good. This is me. You start trusting in the arms of flesh. And this is the biggest danger. This is what the enemy wants us to do. To start trusting in the mountains, start trusting in our shield, forgetting that the God of heaven, He is the one leading. As we face difficult times, because we are not kidding ourselves, it's not going to be easy. But brethren, I am totally assured, this is God's church. There is no challenge that He cannot face. There is no strategy that the enemy can throw against us that he cannot defeat. There is nothing that can happen as long as we continue trusting in the Maker of the mountains and not on the mountains or on the shield. The Lord keeps us. The Lord protects us. The Lord preserves us. Stay confident, trusting in the Lord. May the Lord bless you.